This is America Tonight with Kate Delaney.
Here to talk about the Olympics is Nancy Kerrigan. Nancy, what was that moment like for you after all that hard work getting there?
Oh, it was amazing to be able to represent the United States and be at the Olympic Games with all these other athletes. My favorite part, looking back, is still marching in the opening ceremonies and being part of a team. As a single athlete, I'm out there on the ice alone, but to be there among the best in all their sports was just an honor. And then once it's done and come home with a medal, it's just like icing on the cake.
All right, you certainly know him as Mr. Burns, Smithers, Ned Flanders, and of course a stable of other characters. Simpsons, baby, you know, just picked up an Emmy this year. There's no doubt Harry Shearer, who now is going to embody and has done that, put this together. Nixon's the one. Harry, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So first of all, I mentioned the Emmy. Was it great to get a chunk of that hardware after all those years with The Simpsons?
Well, I haven't actually received the hardware yet. I've received the notice that it's coming, so I haven't yet put my hands on the lady with the thing.
American Sniper is a New York Times bestseller, and I love how it is smashing box office records. Jim, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
It's my pleasure, and, you know, I have to say that it's astounding and humbling to see the reaction that people have had to both the book and the movie.
When I think of Harrisonville, Rhode Island, it scares me to death because of The Conjuring and what happened in that house. And I can't tell you how thrilled I am to welcome to the show Andrea Perrin.
Within the first few minutes of moving into the house, I saw a full body apparition that I thought was flesh and blood. And my sister Nancy saw him disappear into thin air. And that happened within the first 5 to 10 minutes. The second night we were in the house, my sister Cindy crawled into bed with me and said that she heard voices in her room, and they were telling her over and over, there are 7 dead soldiers buried in the wall.
The last couple of months on the show, we've been talking about how can you help the Ukrainian people. My pal Greg Stebbin, he always takes it another step further. He is in Poland helping to raise money to buy ambulances for the Ukraine.
If you're a Ukrainian refugee, what happens is you typically cross the border, you then get on a bus and then a train, and you come into the Warsaw Central train station. Once they get to Warsaw, they walk outside of the train station. On one hand, they're sitting there in a tent having a cup of coffee from World Central Kitchen, and everything they now own is in a shopping bag or a roller suitcase. Yet if they just walk outside, they'll see a lot of Poles laughing and walking in groups and going to have dinner at the Hard Rock Cafe right next door. It is such a paradox of situations. It's kind of heartbreaking.
Let's jump to the markets. It is really good news. Soared, the Dow did, 221 points in Wednesday trading. The S&P hit a session high, too. It was up over 1%. And, of course, the NASDAQ composite was very tech-heavy, 1.6% higher. Why all that? Wall Street is kind of brushing off the fear of more painful hikes. So that's good news. You know, if you kind of look at the market, you see what's rising and what's really plummeting. An interesting story, WeWork down 47%. And why? That's because there's imminent bankruptcy. They're broke. There was a great series that was on Netflix called We Crashed. In fact, Anne Hathaway stars in it and Jared Leto's in it. If you haven't seen it, go watch it. It's all about that whole greed-filled, crazy, inevitable fall of WeWork, which we're seeing before our eyes. One of the world's most valuable startups. When it happened, everybody was talking about it. People were going to the offices. And then you see what the crazy narcissist did and how chaotic it was. And it's actually very, very funny. But it is plummeting.